This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 494 and three quarters, down 8.5. July corn, 495 and a half, down 7.25. September corn, 490 and three quarters, down 5.75. May soybeans, 1496 and a quarter, down 6. July soybeans, 1486 and three quarters, up 3. August soybeans, 1416, up 0.5. May wheat, 681, down 19. July wheat, 690 and a quarter, down 19. September wheat, 699, down 19. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Corn values were cut on favorable forecast for planting next week. Soybeans closed on a positive side as traders even up their positions before the weekly export and monthly crush reports tomorrow. U.S. wheat is lower on competitive pressure from cheaper wheat on the world market. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 465 to 494. Soybean bids were 2 to 3 cents higher at 1464 to 1497. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 cents lower at 463 to 492. And soybean bids were three cents higher at 1487 to 1507. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 7 cents lower at 475 to 507. Soybeans were 5 to 7 cents higher at 1481 to 1513. Wheat bids were 19 to 20 cents lower at 655 to 687. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 3 to 9 cents higher at 1523 to 1547. Basis was steady to 6 higher at 36 to 60 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 511.50 to 528.50 per ton, and that was $1.80 higher, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 42 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 cents lower, 498 to 510, with the basis unchanged at 2 to 14 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 501 to 504, with the basis unchanged at 5 to 8 over the July. Soybeans ended 7 to 8 cents higher at 15 to 1511. With the basis 4 to 5 higher at 13 to 24 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 19 cents lower at 663 to 665, basis unchanged at 25 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at 523 to 524. These elevators raised their soybean prices 7 to 11 cents, with quotations of 1522 to 1532. Soft wheat closed 19 to 20 cents lower at 695 to 716, and Milo ended the day 7 to 9 cents lower at 511 to 521. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 449 to 464, and soybeans 1180 to 1204. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 452 to 469, and soybeans were 1189 to 1205. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 457 to 469, and soybeans were 1185 to 1216. Soft wheat ranged from 655 to 682. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 137.45, up 45 cents. August live cattle, 138.40, up 55 cents. October live cattle, 142.72, up 82 cents. May feeder cattle, 185.40, up 67 cents. August feeder cattle, 192.45, up 77 cents. September feeder cattle, 193.45, up $1.12. May lean hogs, 112.40, no change. June lean hogs, 120.57, up 97 cents. July lean hogs, 126.90, up $1.50. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 14th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 76, 4 to 5 weights 75 to 83, 5 to 6 weights 78 to 84, and 600 pounds and up were 82 to 88. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. They ranged in price today at $74 up to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 12,208 head. And now the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 257 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers, 149.25 to 154.25, select and choice, 140 to 146, select steers, 142.25 to 148.75, choice slaughter heifers were 147.75 to 154.50, select and choice heifers, 147.75 to 149.24, and select heifers were 142 to 146.25. Now on to the slaughter cows. They had premiums bringing 107 to 114 with a high dressing 117 to 137. Breakers were $100 to 105.50, and the high dressing were 105.50 to 134. Boners were 95 to 99.50, and high dressing 100 to 104. Leans were $79 with the high dressing at $85 to $86.50. On to slaughter bulls under 1,600 pounds, average dressing $104 to $108 and high dressing $112.75 to $115.75. The heavyweight bulls 1,600 pounds and up were $116 to $118, high dressing $118.75 to $125.25. Now on to the report from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 362 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148.25 to 155. Select and choice were 140.75 to 148. Select steers were 137 to 137.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 138.75 to 145.25. And select and choice Holstein steers were 133.75 to 138. Select Holstein steers were 116 to 125.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 148 to 153.75. Select and choice heifers were 142 to 147. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 458 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $112.92, and that was $1.30 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $225.08, and that was $1.53 lower, with select carcasses at $215.46, and that was 7 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 120,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000. That compared to 406,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May and June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.99. May and June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.90. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $15. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.95. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.89. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.84. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.80. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.99, corn at Scottville is $4.90, beans at Greenfield are $15, beans at Scottville are $14.89, and wheat at Scottville is $6.80. In agriculture, there are oftentimes trend-setting farmers who are able to start implementing new ag innovations sooner than the overall farming population. One such trend is 15-inch row corn. I spoke with Macoupin County farmer Keith Strohmeyer, who is currently farming 15-inch row corn.
Yeah, I guess you might say I'm the guinea pig. 2014 will be my fourth year with 15-inch corn.
Let's go over what were some of the difficulties in transitioning into 15-inch rows, or what were some of the things that went very well?
One thing, the advantage, I already had the 15-inch planter because I've been planting my soybeans in 15-inch rows for several years. So all I had to do was get a different corn head. I had to purchase a narrow corn head. But other than that, like I said, I had the planter, and so we were good to go. And I'd been researching this for a couple of years before I decided to take the plunge, but I just decided to try it, and I haven't looked back. I haven't been sorry since. I mean, we're seeing a yield advantage, and I think it's the trend. I think if we're going to increase these corn yields, we're going to have to narrow up the rows to do it, especially on lighter soil types. I mean, down here in the southern part of Macoupin, our soil types are light to medium, and you know, we don't have the luxury of the good black soil types, and so I think we're really seeing a significant yield advantage by narrowing up our rows.
And that is a good point, that a lot of it does come down to soil type. Do you have fields of your own that are noticeably different soil types that the 15-inch rows is working better or worse in?
Yeah, it seems like the lighter the soil, the more yield advantage we see. We do farm some bottom ground, and I don't see the advantage quite as much in the bottoms. I think better soil types, they won't see quite the yield advantage. I think they still will see an advantage, but it's not as significant as it is on light soil.
All right. And how about the management of the crop while it's growing? Have you noticed that since there are more plants in the field and there's less room for weeds to grow, that the fields are less weedy, or would that have not been a problem in the first place?
No, that's a good point. We notice a lot better weed control because by narrowing them up to 15-inch, by the time our corn is about 10 to 12 inches tall, we've pretty much got canopy over the ground already. So we have seen a better weed control over 30-inch rows. If I can think of a disadvantage to them, you can't post anhydrous or things like that because you can't get between the rows after the corn's up. So we have to apply all of our fertilizer before the corn comes up. And we do our herbicides that way too. We try to put them down before the corn emerges. But we have experimented with some herbicide and of post-spraying corn, and you can do it, but you need to either go at some kind of an angle or crossways on the corn so you're not running right directly on the row. But you can post your herbicide after the corn's up, and by harvest time you can't even tell the sprayers were out there.
All right. The advantages are a yield increase and also crowding out of weeds, but then it makes it more difficult to get into the field after the crops are up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that's the disadvantage. I know there's still some fellows that like to side dress their anhydrous, and you can't do that with this program. You have to have your fertilizer down. Well, another point, though, I might tell you, I think is kind of an advantage, is by having the narrow row corn, we're not seeing quite as much erosion in the wintertime because the rows are closer together and they seem to hold the soil a little bit better. So I think we've helped our soil erosion problem just a little bit.
And that is a very good point. The more plants you have on the field, the better they will hold on to the soil.
Sure, yeah. You got more roots out there that are spaced more evenly. And I'm not saying it cures it completely, but we're not seeing quite the erosion that we used to have.
And I also hear that you guys have a new piece of tillage equipment.
Yeah, we over the last 3 or 4 years, I've tried different tillage, one-pass tillage tools, and I finally think I've found one that I'm pretty satisfied with. We just purchased this last winter a Great Plains Turbo Max, which is a one-pass tool, and we put our chemicals down last fall, and then we just came in this spring, and we just hit it once with this tool and plant, and really it seems like it's going to work out nice. It's really going to do a good job. So we're pretty pleased with that piece of equipment right now.
Great. One of those things when one pass is definitely good enough?
Yeah, especially the job this one does, and it's saving us time, and of course it's saving us fuel. You know, one thing too, I think, was at our advantage this year. I know everybody talked about the soil working so much better. I think with the cold winter we had frost pretty deep in the ground and seemed to mellow it up pretty well, and so I think that played a part in it too. But this tool really did a nice job. I mean, it leaves the ground nice and level and really made a nice seed bed. So we're pretty pleased with it.
Great. And a seed bed is always very important in starting out your planting season.
Yeah. The less big dirt clods you can have out there, the better off you are. And it still leaves, you know, residue up on top of the ground. And so, you know, like I say, it's new for us, but of the different tools I've tried over the last 4 or 5 years, this has been the best one I've been able to find so far that does the job for us.
And from the conversation we've been having so far, it's pretty apparent that ag is becoming hugely technologically advanced. It has been for many years. It's been shown that farmers tend to pick up on technologies faster than everyone else out there in the world. So what would you say in the world of agriculture is either your favorite piece of technology that's already out or something that you are eagerly looking forward to in the future?
Well, the one we like the best right now that we are currently using is the guidance system in the tractors. That's technology that is really catching on fast. I think you probably see more farmers using guidance system than ones that aren't. The one piece of technology we have not experienced yet, but I'm looking forward to here in the near future, is variable rate technology on the corn planter. I think that's coming, and I'm excited about that, especially with these narrow rows. I think the type soils we have, we'll have 4 or 5 different soil types in one field, and so I think if we can set these planters to plant variable rates with soil types, I think that's even going to improve our yields even better.
Right, as we can see from moving to 15-inch rows and with this variable rate technology, getting the amount of plants in the field has become really a big focus in ag.
Right. You know, they keep telling us that, I'm not real sure on this, but I think it's by 2030, if I remember right, they want us to be raising 300 bushel corn. And the only way I can see us increasing yields like that is to narrow the rows up and variable rate technology, and I think we're in the right direction, but we've got a ways to go yet before we can reach those kind of yields, but I think that we can obtain that in time.
Again, that was Macoupin County farmer Keith Strohmeyer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.